A conversation with Randy Dickett, Real Estate Operations with Farmers National Company, about factors influencing farm values. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. With the known problems that agriculture and the land market are facing, there are also uncertainties that will have an impact on the sale of ag land. What are those concerns?
Whether you were flooded or not, or got the crop in or not, and are you taking prevent plant insurance, or you planted the crop and your yield's going to be down to that point where it's a lot lower, but you're going to get a better price, but maybe your gross revenue is not going to be any better because your yield's low enough, you're not going to get any crop insurance. So a lot of questions there, how that's actually going to work out for farmers. So that's one. What's the crop size going to be is tied in with that overall, and so what overall grain prices will end up being. Of course, trade uncertainties, that's a known problem. It's uncertain how it's going to play out. And then you have the African swine flu going on in Eastern Asia because it's spread to other countries. So that definitely has an impact. It increases demand for our meats, but we can't supply everything that they're losing in China and those other countries. Trade issues, market facilitation payments, they're known, but still unknown how they're going to get administered and will there be the final payments in that. I think I saw about 40% or so of the net farm income in 2018 was attributed to those market facilitation program payments.
This is David Sparks.